Dan Campbell talking about what happened yesterday, just the awesome destruction of the Tennessee Titans and all facets of the game. Special teams, really. I mean, it's. I think a lot of people forget about the impact special teams can make, and then you see a game like yesterday and realize, oh my God, they can make a massive impact when it's as good as it is. When you have 190 punt return yards from Khalif Raymond, including a touchdown, he's my champ of the week, by the way, for that performance. It's amazing. When you add to that that you get a 72-yard return in the kickoff game, and then you have a punter like Jack Fox that is averaging over 60 yards a punt and five punts, which I believe is an NFL record, to do what he did, pinning three of those kicks inside the 20, it's if you want to play the field position game, the Lions can do that, and they kill you with it. You know, then Jake Bates comes in, needing to kick a 51-yarder. Okay, I got it. And he goes and does it. 51-yard kick. And we know he's got the leg, but we just haven't seen him really tested yet so far through half the season here. Not even half the season. They played seven games. They're 6-1. Best record since 1956. It's just that game will tell you all you need to know about if you ever doubt special teams plays a role. And then, of course, the defense getting four turnovers is huge. The offense turning the short fields that they were presented into quick touchdowns. Like 5 of 5 in the red zone for touchdowns. And they continue this incredible stretch where they have more offensive touchdowns than they have incompletions over the last four games. It's amazing what they've done. Before we get to the phones, a couple of quick notes in the in college football. Chris Solari, who is a Spartan beat reporter for the Detroit Free Press, is out in East Lansing with the weekly press conference they have out there, and Jonathan Smith is speaking to the media right now. Unfortunately, he did have to report that the long snapper from Michigan State, Caden Schickel, will miss the rest of the season. Looked like he suffered a leg injury. Not good. But he also says, I'm not burying the lead here. Smith says that Alan Haller, the athletic director from Michigan State, has been in contact with the Big Ten about the postgame altercation at Michigan. So we'll update that as necessary. Brad Galley from Channel 7, he's in Ann Arbor checking out what's going on with the Wolverines. Said Sherrone Moore, and I know this has been a talking point for some people out there, so here's what he's reporting on it. Sherrone Moore said that there is no chance Will Johnson shuts it down for the season. Moore said if Johnson could play this past week, he would have. Johnson wants to be back on the field. So we'll see where that goes. I know a lot of people are thinking if Michigan season takes a turn, had they lost to Michigan State, would people have started to opt out for the rest of the season to either get themselves ready for the portal or just to get ready for the draft? Will Johnson is likely to be a first-round pick, and there's some thought about that. Well, Sherrone Moore says that's not going to happen. Would it still be a possibility later in the season? Who knows? I don't want to speculate, but they do have a tough schedule with Oregon. They still play Indiana, who is undefeated and 8-0 for the first time since like 1967 or something like that. And then they have Ohio State to finish up the season, as you know. Let's get back to the phones. 248-539-9797. And we'll go to Chris in Shelby Township. Chris, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, guys. Okay, hey. Real quick. Okay, so suppose the Lions win this Sunday in Green Bay. Now, hypothetically, let's say Monday the Lions pull off a blockbuster trade for, let's just say, Max Crosby. Ask yourself a question. If the Lions can go into Green Bay without Crosby, Hutchinson, and Jameson Williams, are we just not only talking Super Bowl, are we talking a dynasty for the next 6 years? Are we the new Kansas City Chiefs for the next 5 or 6 years? In my opinion, absolutely yes. So I say we mortgage the farm. And again, I mean, regardless what happens on Sunday, we still need that elite pass rusher. But I'm just trying to put in perspective, I'm not worried about 3 first-round picks. When you have an opportunity to possibly become a dynasty for the next 6 years, I say we pull the trigger.
Well, I'd love to pull the trigger on a big deal, Chris, and thanks for the call, but I don't know if a big deal is there to be had. All right, so if the big deal ends up being Trey Hendrickson or Za'Darius Smith or Carl Granderson or Arden Key or Harold Landry or whatever the case is, a player of lesser value than the Myles Garrett, Max Crosby, I'm not going to be upset. Because that's the market. I don't think those teams want to get rid of those players. Now, would I give up a couple first-round picks for either of those guys? Yep. Wouldn't think twice about it. Do I think it opens up the window for a dynasty for 6 years? No. That's a long time. What I do think is that the Lions have set themselves up to do that, where they do have a window, though. And the window could be open for a long time. I don't know how long. But 5 years is a long time. But this is where they're starting to get these extensions out. And they're giving them to young players. When you give an extension out to Amon-Ra St. Brown or Penei Sewell, to, you know, David Montgomery, giving an extra couple years, is not five. But you're looking at where they've extended Lee McNeil. They're going to extend Aiden Hutchinson, I'm sure, next year. And then they got to start thinking about Brian Branch and that whole crew from that draft class. I mean, they could keep this thing going as the salary cap goes up and up and up every year. Jared Goff was given a big extension. But Jared Goff is also on the other side of 30 now. So how much longer is he going to be playing at this elite level? As long as the offensive line is there to protect him, they can. But you saw yesterday, he got hit a lot. And he rolled up his ankle. I'm sure he's fine. And hopefully he doesn't have to practice too much this week to rest that thing up, get whatever treatment is necessary to be as close to 100% as possible for Sunday's game. But you got to start thinking about replenishing the offensive line. I know they extended Decker, but Decker's also an older player. They have to look at, in the future, in the very near future, about replacing Decker and Ragnow. Love both guys. Huge Frank Ragnow guy. But we know Ragnow is playing on borrowed time because he's always dealing with the injury. Just going to come up, at some point, he's going to be like, that's a good career. I'm done. Despite playing at this incredible level. I'm not forcing him out, but I'm saying, if you want to keep a window open for 5 or 6 years, like the previous caller is saying, you're going to have to make some changes.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is what Brad Holmes has been doing the entire time, though. He's been trying to build this to be sustainable, okay? I don't throw the word dynasty out because they haven't even made it to the Super Bowl, let alone win a Super Bowl. But I know what the caller is trying to say. He wants to be ultra competitive and in it every year for years to come. And I think, like I said, that's what Brad Holmes is trying to do. It's not that easy, though, people. So when you say, yeah, just give up the first-round picks, one, you need someone who's willing to sell, okay? And we get this text here from Mike in Birmingham. He says, I'd rather trade for a guy who's a lot better than someone who's marginally better. Go big or go home. It's just not that easy. You don't just call up the Raiders and say, we want Max Crosby. They're like, no, well, we're not selling Max
right.
Crosby.
He's not
so
for sale.
Yeah, he's not for sale. Now, if you were talking, you know, grossly overpay, that's a different story, right? Do fans really want to overpay for somebody, which might not keep this thing sustainable? And I know they have a lot of young players, and they've extended a lot of these young players, but Brad Holmes is so good at his job because he's so good at drafting and developing, right? And then what happens comes next when they develop, they extend. I don't think he really veers from that plan. Now, I want him to go get somebody, but it's not as easy as just go big or go home.
No, it's not, and I wonder if, and that's kind of like the understated thing about this whole thing is, can they afford him anyway for past this upcoming season? Like, there's a reason you go after guys that have expiring contracts because it's a rental player, you know it, they're going to improve the team, got it for this year. When you look at somebody who's got multiple years left on a contract, like, oh, that's awesome, we have him for more years, when Hutchinson gets healthy, having those two guys in the edges is going to be fantastic. But the question is, can you afford to have them? And that's the answer I don't have, right? Because the salary cap is so convoluted. It's not just because I'm terrible at math, and I get that. It's so convoluted that you don't really know how much space you have to play with in years to come without having to restructure contracts and all that. Can they actually afford to take on a player who's going to make $20 million a year for the next 3 years? Can they afford to do that? If they can, great. Then make the deal happen if you can. But unlikely that those players are available. But there are players of consequence that are available. Adam is next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Adam.
Hey, Gatorade Gang. How you guys doing?
All right.
Good. Hey, I'm coming out from California for the Thursday night game. I wanted a couple recommendations on food. But first, I got a champ and chump for you. My champ is Khalif Raymond for an amazing job with the return game and the passing game or receiving game. And then my chump is the cornerback that gave up the Hail Mary taunting the fans for the Bears.
Yeah, that was just so beyond stupid. and those are the same
way to put it.
Yeah, and those are the same champ and chumps that I had as well. So I will agree with that. You say you're coming out for the Thursday night game? Which Thursday night game?
December 5th.
Okay, I'm playing Thursday. Okay, so December 5th against the Packers. Gotcha. And you're wondering for places to eat?
Yeah, I'm just looking for recommendations. I've been there, I'm 46 now. I've been there four times. I went for my 40th birthday. My wife surprised me. I've been a Lions fan since 1990, born and raised in California. So,
well, there's certainly lots
to... Being a buddy, you're heading...
If you want to head downtown, I mean, it all depends what you're looking to eat. I mean, there's great places downtown. There's great pizza places downtown. There's a great Italian downtown. You want barbecue, they've got that. Whatever you want to do. But it depends kind of where you're staying, too, I guess.
I'll be at the MGM.
Oh, so you're going to be right downtown. Listen, man.
Yeah.
You got there is so much to look at and explore.
There's Detroit. Greek town with Greek. There's Southwest, you know, Detroit
Mexican
with Mexican
village and all that. It's amazing. It really depends on what cuisine you're looking for, and it's everywhere. You can comfort food. You know, obviously you got the Coney's down there and everything else, but it's if you're going to be here for a few days, you're going to gorge yourself. There's a lot to eat in Detroit. It's a great, great restaurant town.
All right,
enjoy it.
Good. Sounds good. Look forward to it.
All right, thanks, Adam. And like to hear the people come in from out of town. Specifically to see the Lions play.
Good look at the casino, too, by the way.
Of course, sir.
You may be more comfortable at one of our smaller tables than on lower end tables. They'll fix you up real nice over there.
Oh, you'll fix me up. Yeah, we'll fix you up. Some more words coming out of East Lansing and Ann Arbor regarding what happened at the end of that game. Jonathan Smith saying what's happening. We'll update you on that coming up next year. 97.1, The Ticket.